Surya, the sun god, was very fond of his devotee, King Satrajit. He presented him with a jewel called Samantaka as a token of his satisfaction. Wearing the jewel on his neck, Satrajit entered Dwaraka. He shone as brightly as the sun itself, and thus he went unrecognized because of the jewel's brilliance. As the people looked at Satrajit from a distance, his brilliance blinded them. They presumed he was the sun god Surya and went to tell Lord Krishna, who was playing dice.
Oh, Lord Krishna, Lord Surya has come to see you. He is blinding everyone's eyes with his brilliant rays.
This is not the sun god Ravi, but it is Satrajit, who is glowing because of his jewel.
King Satrajit entered Krishna's palace, festively executing auspicious rituals.
Krishna, have you ever seen such a beautiful jewel before?
It is really wonderful. Does it have any special significance?
Each day the gem produces 8 kilos of gold, and if it is worshipped properly, the place in which it is kept will be free of calamities such as famines and untimely deaths, and also of evils like snake bites, mental and physical disorders, and the presence of deceitful people.
Satrajit, this is truly a wonderful jewel. You could help King Ugrasena with this jewel. His kingdom is suffering greatly due to poverty and natural disasters. If you could give him this jewel for some time, his kingdom will flourish and all his people will be thankful to you. You can take back your jewel after some time.
I am not a fool, Krishna. I will never part with my jewel. That too, not for this beggar.
All right, Satrajit. Keep the jewel with you. What is destined to happen will happen anyway.
Once Satrajit's brother, Prasena, hung the brilliant jewel about his neck, mounted a horse, and went hunting in the forest. A lion killed Prasena and his horse and took the jewel. When the lion entered a mountain cave, he was killed by Jambavan, who wanted the jewel. Jambavan gave the jewel to his son as a toy to play with. Meanwhile, when Satrajit saw that his brother still had not returned, he began to get very worried.
Krishna killed my brother because he wanted the jewel that he was wearing. I will kill Krishna and prove this.
When people heard this, they began spreading rumors amongst themselves. When Lord Krishna heard this rumor, he decided to salvage his reputation. So he took some of Dwaraka's citizens with him and set out to retrace Prasena's path. In the forest, they found Prasena and his horse, both killed by the lion. The lord stationed his subjects outside the terrifying pitch-dark cave of the King of the Bears, and then he entered alone. Lord Krishna saw a child playing with the precious jewel. Determined to take it away, he approached the child. When the child saw him, he began crying out in fear. Hearing the child's cries, Jambavan came running.
Who are you? If you have come to do anything to this child, then I will have to kill you.
Don't be foolish. Listen to me and then speak.
I don't want to listen to anything. I am going to finish you once and for all.
The two fought fury in single combat, each determined to win. The fight went on without rest for 28 days. The two opponents struck each other with their fists, which fell like the cracking bolts of lightning. Although Jambavan tried with all his might, he could not defeat Lord Krishna. Finally, he understood whom he was fighting against.
I now know that you are Lord Vishnu, the supreme, all-powerful controller, the creator of the universe. You built a great bridge and burned down the city of Lanka. Your arrows severed the heads of Ravana. You are my Rama.
Tears began flowing from Jambavan's eyes.
Jambavan, it is for this jewel that we have come to your cave. I intend to use the jewel to disprove the false accusations against me. You will be blessed for all your righteousness. Please do not feel bad.
Jambavan happily honored Lord Krishna by offering him his maiden daughter, Jambavati, together with the jewel. Lord Krishna, achieving his purpose, returned to Dwaraka in the company of his new wife. Wearing the Syamantaka jewel on his neck, the people of Dwaraka were jubilant to see the Lord. Lord Krishna summoned Satrajit to the royal assembly. There, in the presence of King Ugrasena, Krishna announced the recovery of the jewel and then formally presented it to Satrajit.
It's easy to put the blame on others, but it's not that easy to admit that you are wrong. Take your jewel. It's because of your greed that you lost your brother.
I am unable to face you, my lord.
Hanging his head in great shame, Satrajit took the gem and returned home, all the while feeling remorse for his sinful behavior.
How can I cleanse myself of my contamination? And how can I make Lord Krishna happy with me? What can I do to regain my good fortune and avoid being cursed by my subjects for being so short-sighted and foolish? I shall give my daughter, the jewel of all women, to the Lord, together with the Syamantaka jewel. This is the only way to pacify him.
King Satrajit personally arranged to present Lord Krishna with his fair daughter, Satyabhama, and the Syamantaka jewel. The Lord married Satyabhama in the proper religious fashion. She was a beautiful, broad-minded girl, and she possessed many good qualities. It was her good fortune to marry Lord Krishna.
Satrajit, Satyabhama is born to marry me. We do not want this jewel back. You are the sun god's devotee. Let it stay in your possession. We will also enjoy its benefits.
Krishna gave back the jewel to Satrajit. The people of Dwaraka enjoyed the wedding of Krishna and Satyabhama.